I'll now hand the conference over to your first speaker today, Mr. Bill McDonald, Chief Executive Officer of Arvida Group. Thank you. Please go ahead.
Good morning, everyone. Thanks for joining on the call this morning for our 6 months result for the first half of FY 2020. It's been a very busy 6 months for us, as you would imagine, with the major transaction which we undertook during the period. It was a very strong financial result for us over the period, with a 31% lift in underlying profit to $23.4 million. We're very pleased with that. That's our key measure, of course. That was made possible by a high care occupancy rate continuing to sit at around that 95% mark. That underpins those recurring cash flows. We had 148 resales and 44 new sales during the period, which was our total sales were up about 16% on the prior corresponding period. So very strong result there. 53% lift in total gains over those sales to $17.9 million. So that was reflected in the higher volume and pricing and margin, which I'm sure Jeremy will touch on later in the discussion. Importantly, we delivered 94 new units in the first half. That was a terrific result, and we're on track to deliver another 106 in the second half of the year, which is in line with our guidance for 200 for the full year. And we're still on track to deliver 250 plus in the following year. So very pleased with the way in which our development and our construction teams are performing. As I said, we completed the acquisition of the three Sanderson villages during the period, Bethlehem Shores and Bethlehem Country Club in Tauranga and Queenstown Country Club in Queenstown. Three great assets which we're very pleased to own and very happy with the way in which our teams at the villages and in the construction side of the business have integrated in, and also very pleased to welcome the residents on board into the Arvida group. And very pleased with the interaction that we've had there and the way in which our personnel are integrating into our greater business. It was a little varied from our normal acquisition transaction in that we also acquired those couple of construction teams, both in Tauranga and Queenstown. That is emerging as a core part of our strategy going forward, having that capability to develop and construct in our own right. We're very pleased with the way in which it's gone. Also worth noting that the $152 million cap raise, which assisted in the acquisition, went particularly well with very strong support from existing shareholders and the investment community. So very pleased with the way the whole transaction evolved. And of course, we saw some strong support post the transaction, which was very pleasing. We conducted our second staff engagement survey during the period, which identified that 96% of our staff give their best efforts every day, which I think across the survey, we saw some broad improvement in our engagement index, which is also very pleasing to see. And we also gained another 4-year certification, bringing us to 18 of our 25 care facilities now having attained the 4 years of gold standard certification there. I think that's a real indication of how well our teams are performing and how well our attitude of living well. Our care model is being not only accepted by our residents and teams, but how well the audit teams from the Ministry of Health are viewing our processes and care model. If we flip the page in the pack to the graphs there on page 3, I think the key point there is our underlying profit, which was up 31%, as I mentioned, on the prior corresponding period. And the other key takeout for me there is the total assets, a bit over $1.8 billion now, which is a 53% increase on the prior corresponding period, and reflects not only the uplift in the valuations, but also the sizable acquisition that we undertook. If you move to page five, our stated strategy remains the same, with good, strong progress across all areas here. If you look at initially with our Living Well strategy, we're still very focused on our Attitude of Living Well care model, as per the stats which I just gave in relation to our four-year certifications and our occupancy. We think it's really working well, and it really underpins the core of our business. Building Well is starting to change, of course, as we bring on our construction teams. Very pleased with the way in which that's going, both in Tauranga and in Queenstown. Buying Well, of course, that still remains a valid strategy to us, and it was great to see the support that we received from the investment community for the Sanderson transaction recently. We remain confident there are other opportunities available to us, although at this point in time, we're not looking at anything specifically. And Engaging Well, our fourth plank, which we added a couple of years ago, is starting to gain some traction, and we look forward to talking more about that in the future. But in Christchurch at Park Lane, our new community centre is starting to come out of the ground. I think we're underway with earthworks now and looking forward to being able to discuss that more in the future. And of course, our concept, which we have communicated to the community in Richmond for our Waimea Plains development, has gone particularly well. We've now completed 38 units down there with very strong sales, I think around the 20 mark. We just opened it last week, and really pleased with the way things are going and how our model, which focuses on integration with the greater community, has been accepted by retirees in Richmond, which is great to see. We've probably covered most of the operational highlights there on page six, but it's worth pointing out that we have had a very good incident-free health and safety progress across the period, with only some minor incidents that we've addressed. A recent audit across our construction sites has also confirmed that we're in a very good space in relation to health and safety, which is a very important aspect for us as we move into that construction space more fully. If you move over the next couple of slides, you'll see some pictures there of Bethlehem Shores, Beth Country Club and Queenstown Country Club. As you can see there, they're genuinely quality assets. The Sanderson Group is renowned in New Zealand to produce those top-end assets, and we're very pleased to be able to bring them into the portfolio and maintain that level of quality going forward. If you go across the page to slide nine, we have a table there of our portfolio. I think importantly, it highlights that we are still care-focused, with around 60% of our portfolio still needs-based, which is important to us from both a cash flow perspective and ensuring that we are more resilient to those movements in the property market. And our total portfolio now sits at a bit over 4,000 units across 32 villages, plus one greenfield site up in Kerikeri, which is we're very pleased that getting close to our milestone 5 year since IPO, we're been able to grow at such a rapid rate, and can reflect the fact that we now have 32 villages across the country. And then we move across into the development space. Development in progress and planned is now really strong. We've got nearly 1,700 units in our development pipeline. That's a big move in the last 6 months, bringing in those 500 new units to be built in the recent acquisition. As I said earlier, we're still targeting 200 units to be delivered over the period, and 250 in the following 12-month period. So really strong growth there from us, and we're really pleased to see the quality of the product coming out and how it's being received by the market. There's some slides there, firstly of the 12 new villas that we completed at Lauriston Park at Cambridge. They all sold prior to completion, which was terrific to see. Bethlehem Country Club, there's another 6 to be delivered there this year. And Bethlehem Shores, we have some considerable development in front of us there, plus a new care facility for both those Bethlehem villages. And we're rolling on with our new Cherry Acre development site at Mary Doyle in Havelock North, which has performed particularly well since acquisition. Village at the Park in Wellington saw the delivery of 24 apartments. 21 of those were settled, and we're really pleased with the way in which that went. Very strong support there from the local community. St Albans in Christchurch, we're working well on the new apartment block there. As you can see in the photo, it looks pretty well complete. Of course, in Queenstown, got those fabulous units there with that vista and backdrop of the remarkable ranges. It's quite an extraordinary sight. If you're down there, it's worth having a look at. And of course, Waimea Plains in the top right-hand corner, 38 villas and townhouses now completed, as I said. We were down there last week for the opening, and we're absolutely thrilled with the way in which it's been accepted by the local community down there. And for our first greenfield site, we couldn't be happier with the way in which the local community has embraced our concept of community integration, and we're looking forward to moving on with the clubhouse early in the new year, and then moving on to stage 2 of our villas. And of course, then looking at how the community integration piece is going to develop at the front there, which is probably the most exciting aspect for both us and for the residents that have bought in there. So as I mentioned, our development pipeline now sits at close to 1,700 units. That has been through our ability to bolt on those 2 new greenfield sites, one of which was Waimea Plains, which has developed so rapidly, and also our ability to bring in brownfield development, which really bolsters our ability to find those new development sites. So that's it from me, and I'll hand over to Jeremy now to cover up on the financials.
Good morning, everybody. So I'm on page 16. Overall profit for the half was $45 million after tax. What we've seen in comparison to the prior corresponding period, the contribution from the new villages for 2 months. Some of the key movements there, obviously the deferred management fee was up 24% on the prior period. Of that, $1.4 million related to the new acquisitions, and the balance relating to an increase in the number of units through the development pipeline. We saw a very strong increase in the value of our retirement village assets over the 6 months, particularly from the new acquisitions, which contributed nearly half of the total increase. We also saw some increases in the operating expenditure, again, some down to the acquired villages, but we're also seeing higher nursing costs coming through. We've also had the inbuilt increases in the caregiver wages, as well as seeing things on the property side of things like rates and insurance costs increasing. From a head office cost perspective, we've been relatively stable in the total expense that's gone through the P&L. We have seen, obviously, with the new accounting standard, that the rent for our support offices and one lease care facility comes out of the property line. But you also note the capitalised wages in relation to the development team has increased significantly as we've bolstered not only the development team, but also the construction team over the period. In terms of new sales on page 17, we saw 44 units sell at a development margin of 19%. Again, nearly half of those units were at the first village of the park property, and the balance is spread across the portfolio. We currently have about 3% of our total ORA stock available as new units, so that's about 70 units. We also have around about 60 units contracted, which are either ones that we've delivered or we're about to deliver in the following 6 months' time. In terms of resales on page 18, we saw an increase to 148 resales over the period. Of those, only three related to the Sanderson villages. So there was a nice increase on a on the corresponding period from the existing portfolio. And we've also seen that resale margin increase from 22 to 24%. Probably the best number on that page is that those resales that we settled during the first 6 months were on average 3% above the unit pricing that was assumed by the independent valuers as at 31 March 2019. So we are still seeing an increase in pricing, and that we expect that to continue through the second half of the year and also be reflected in our year-end valuations. On page 19, total underlying profit for the year was up 23.4 million. And again, key contributor was that increase in the number of sales, the pricing and the margin contributions. On a cents per share basis, we're at 5 cents of earnings per share, up 16% on the same period last year. So with a material capital raising during the period, that's an excellent result. And in the waterfall chart, you can see the contribution from the new acquisitions of about 2.5 million and also a very strong result from the existing portfolio, which was up just over $3 million. In terms of the balance sheet on page 20, as Bill said, we've now cracked $1.8 billion worth of assets. And obviously the main contributor to that was the new acquisitions during the period. Embedded value was up $108 million over the 6 months. Of that, $88 million related to the embedded value we bought through the Sanderson transaction, and the remaining $20 million through our ongoing existing villages. In terms of our capital structure on page 21, our gearing is at 27% on a net debt over net debt plus equity basis, and just under 31% for a bank covenant perspective. With the transaction, we did introduce a third tranche of bank debt facility of $125 million, so we now have expiries of three tranches, each at 125 in June 21, June 22, and June 23. In terms of the cash flow, we saw operating cash flow increase 17% on the prior period. Obviously, there was a lot of activity in that investing activity space with the acquisition of the new villages, and also through the financing activities with the capital raising itself. Over the period, we spent about $57 million on our development work in progress, which makes up the main component of our capital expenditure. Moving to the dividend, so the dividend for the second quarter is in line with the dividend declared for the first quarter, 1.5 cents per share. So we're up 12% on the same period last year. Dividend will be paid on the 11th of December, and that dividend is sustainable for the balance of the financial year. I did talk briefly about a couple of the sector challenges. We've talked about nurse pay. Again, there is a disparity between what nurses get paid in the public sector versus aged care sector. So we're working through that with the government agencies. We have seen some improvement in the immigration status for our key workers. And one of the other key challenges for us is just the size of the funding pie going forwards. There was the EY report and review on how that pie is cut up into further levels of care. So we look forward to those being implemented in the near future. But the key thing for us is how do we get that pie of funding increased. The construction sector is still tight, and there is still pressure there with construction pricing and timings, but we do have a very strong development pipeline coming through, and the growth that we're seeing, 200 units this year, 250 next year, and our ability to now, with an expanded development and construction team, to deliver those is looking very good. So we look forward to being able to deliver a higher number of units going forward and delivering more growth. We have seen the house market sort of stabilise over the past period, and with interest rates expected to be lower for longer, again, we can see some good price growth on the horizon. We still believe that there are other opportunities for us in leveraging our IP through what we do in the villages and the care facilities to deliver services into the wider community. So that will be a key thing for us to be looking at going forward. So that brings a close to the presentation. I'll now pass back to the operator.